Good morning. We're sure glad to see everybody this morning, and thank the Lord for each one that's come this way this morning. They've got a great crowd. Glad to have everybody, especially glad to have each visitor that we got. And God willing, we'll have baptizing here in a little bit, and we thank God for baptizing. Thank God for what it means. And I want to read just a passage of scripture here about baptizing. It's in chapter 8 in the book of Acts, very familiar scripture. And I'll just tell you about part of it and then read a little bit. The Ethiopian eunuch had been to Jerusalem to worship, and he'd heard some things and found some scriptures in the book of Isaiah that were intriguing to him and interesting to him. But he was reading the scriptures from Isaiah, and he was traveling through the desert in a chariot, but didn't understand what he was reading. And so God sent Philip down there to help him. And when Philip came down there, he said, "Understand what thou readest?" And the eunuch said, "How can I except some man guide me?" And so the Bible said in verse 35 here in the 8th chapter of Acts, "Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture," the scripture that the eunuch had been reading. He began the same scripture "and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, 'Here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?' And Philip said, 'If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.' And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." And so when you believe in the Lord with all your heart and God saves your soul, then you get baptized. Baptism represents death, burial, and resurrection. And so what God does through the Holy Spirit inside of us, in our soul, when we trust in Jesus, we die out to sin, that part's put away, and we're raised up a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's what we call being born again. That happens in the soul through the Spirit. Well, when we get baptized, the water baptism is a testimony to the world, I've trusted Jesus. I've believed in him as my Savior, and so now I'm doing this in honor of that, to testify that I know Jesus and he's saved my soul. And so let us stand. Let's just have a word of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for baptism. Thank you for what it means. God, thank you for Jesus Christ that came into the world and lived and went to the cross and died and rose again so we could have salvation. God, I praise your name today. And thank you, God, for letting us be here. Thank you for everyone that's here. We ask you to bless the baptizing today. God, bless our service today. God, speak to people's hearts today. God, we pray that you would call people powerfully to come to Jesus. And Lord, our heart's desire is to see someone get saved this morning. God, we pray that for this service. We ask you for these things in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated. We'll turn over to the choir.
Page 121. Each day I'll do.
Thank the Lord for the good singing this morning. And I have two paragraphs of the church covenant. It's all important and all needs to be read and looked at. But I have two paragraphs on my heart this morning that I feel like sharing. And deals with living for the Lord and being a member of the church. The first paragraph says, having been led as we believe by the Spirit of God to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and on a profession of our faith, that means once I've trusted the Lord, I told it. People need to tell that they're saved before they get baptized, of course. Having been baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, we do now in the presence of God, angels in this assembly, most solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant with one another as one body in Christ. What a blessing it is not only to be saved, that's the greatest blessing, but what a blessing it is after you get saved to be baptized and become part of the church. When I got saved as a young man, I wanted to get baptized. I wanted to be a member of the church. I've never been sorry that I joined the church. And then we go on down through here. It says, the paragraph 3 says, we also engage to maintain family and secret devotions, to religiously educate our children, to seek the salvation of our kindred and acquaintances, to walk circumspectly in the world, to be just in our dealings, faithful in our engagements, exemplar in our deportment, to avoid all tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger, to abstain from, that means none, to abstain from the sale and use of intoxicating drinks as a beverage, and to be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom of our Savior. And so not only when we get saved, not only do we have a responsibility, but we have great privilege. It's a privilege to live for the Lord. And so we thank God for letting us be here today. And those that are going to be baptized, we'll ask you to come right now. Ladies over here and the gentlemen over here. And we'll get ready for the baptizing. And we'll also say, if you've got family and special friends here that would like to come and sit in the front here, there's plenty of room up here. You can come up here and set up close where you can see things a little bit better. And I want to explain this. A while back, most everybody knows Preacher Chase Lay, and he'd seen our baptistry. And, it's similar to the one they've got down there at Souls Harbor where he's the pastor. And he said, we've got a seat in our baptistry so that when people are baptized, when they're put back, they can sit down on that seat and be submerged in the water. And he said it makes baptizing a lot easier. And so some of our brethren followed that and installed one of those there. And so we've got a seat in our baptistry now. The reason I'm explaining this, it might appear a little bit different as we baptize. Don't be alarmed about that. It's supposed to make things just a little bit easier for everybody. And so the process is still the same. We get everybody submerged in the water. That compares to dying out to sin. It's telling the story. It's a testimony, and makes it easier to raise them up. So we'll turn back over to the choir and let them sing, and we want you to pray. And everybody obey. I want to say this, too. If there's somebody here while the choir's singing, while we're baptizing, while we're shaking it, whatever, if there's somebody here that God speaks to and he's touching your heart, and you think, I need to go get saved, you don't have to wait for anything else. All you need to do is just wait for us to come. And just come and wait for God to speak to you. And we'll come in due time and talk to you and pray with you. But you obey the Lord. Whatever God wants you to do, you do it right when God's wanting you to do it. Okay, we'll turn over to the choir.
Oh,
want you to pray. In obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and upon the profession of her faith in him, we baptize this our sister in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I can feel the Lord this morning. In obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and upon a profession of his faith in him, we baptize this our brother. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Oh. Page 175.
Thank you.
Thank the Lord for the baptizing, and we're going to ask those that were just baptized to come over here and stand in the middle. We'll get everybody to stand. We'll come around and shake hands with them. And again, if you feel the Lord calling you while we're shaking hands, you're still welcome to come to the altar. Just obey the Lord while we sing. That's good. Come around.
I have a feeling in my soul.
Somebody
Lord for baptism. Just remain standing, and we'll have prayer here in just a minute. Any unspoken requests? Amen. Got a lot to pray for this morning. Now, who has a spoken request? If something's on your heart, just go ahead and share that. And remember that. Okay. Brother Jason Campbell had got hold of us. He said there was a lady named Darla Williams used to work with him, I think, or some of the family did. Anyway, she was killed in a tornado, and so please pray for that family while they're grieving. Okay. Anything else? All right, please remember Sister Imogen. Someone else? Amen. Amen. Remember that.
Also, my daughter is on the test Tuesday on her unborn baby from the harps. It's a precautionary, but just
the trust. Pray for those things. Anyone else?
Yep. And also for you coming up and sitting with us. Such a blessing.
My privilege. Appreciate that. Remember that prayer request. Pray for Lois and Don Greninger. Lois having some more medical problems. Remember that. Somebody else. Please pray. Please do. Someone else. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, man. Yeah, buddy. Sure glad y'all are here. Amen. Someone else. Please remember Kurt. Any others? All right. Remember that, folks. Any more? Thank the Lord. Amen. You're right, brother. Amen. Remember that. Any more? Pray for God to speak powerfully to those who are in spiritual need this morning. Any more? Not, we'll ask Brother Mike Kester, please.
Thank you.
Let's continue to pray this morning. Let's everybody obey the Lord. Would anybody have a song on your heart to sing this morning? If you do, come follow the Lord and sing what God's given you. Let's pray for them while they come.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. And when I am alone, Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled and striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I'll stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Here in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, I'm bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man could ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns and calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
All right, appreciate those songs. Anybody else got a song on your heart? You do follow the Lord. Anybody else got one? Sure good to be here this morning. All right, if nobody else has got one, we'll turn in the scripture with me, if you would, to start with, to the fourth chapter of the book of John, a very familiar scripture. And then following that, God permitting, I'll go to the book of 1 John, which I've been in quite a bit. And we'll be in the fourth chapter also there in 1 John. And it's been on my heart a lot lately about what we need to know. And I preached a while back, and my text was, do you know? And this connects with that. But I want to read some, again, from the fourth chapter of the book of John. Everyone that's been around the Bible much and around preaching much has heard the story about a Samaritan woman at the well that talked to Jesus. And she had a great conversation with Jesus, but she struggled a little bit, and I guess that's human nature. And she said, I know that the Messiah is coming, which is called Christ, and he'll tell us all these things. She was putting it off. And so when God speaks to our hearts, a lot of times Satan wants us to put it off. This will happen later. But Jesus got right to the point. In verse 26, he said, I that speak unto thee am he. It's right now, it's right here. And so on down into the 39th verse, let me get to 28th verse. After Jesus said, I'm the Messiah, this is it, I'm he. In the 28th verse, the woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Her whole purpose in life changed. She came to the well to get water, but she left her water pot. She got something more important than the natural water. She got the spiritual water. And so she left and she went and told it. Now, based on the scriptures and this woman coming to the well about noontime and nobody with her, she may have not had a lot of connection with the people.
She might not have had a lot of rapport with the people, might not have had a good reputation. But when she met Jesus, she had something to tell that got the people's attention. Down here, verse 39 says, "And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, 'He told me all that ever I did.'" So she left the well, she left her water pot, she went telling people about Jesus. Now, verse 40 says, "So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, 'Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.'" What do you need to know? There's nothing that's as important as knowing that Jesus is your Savior. Some things going back in my own life and my own testimony, it was important to me when I began to know that I was a sinner. You have to know you're a sinner before you can get saved. When I realized I was a poor lost sinner, and then the same gospel that told me I was a lost sinner told me that I could be born again. And this woman's testimony had power in it. And so when she told the men, they came to hear for themselves. And once they'd heard Jesus speak, they even told the woman, said, "Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves." When people testified about Jesus when I was a boy, it brought me to the Lord. But what really got my knowledge that Jesus is the Christ is when his Holy Spirit spoke to me. That didn't take anything away from the testimony of the woman. It was important. If it wouldn't have been for her, I don't know how they'd have heard about Jesus. But she told them and they heard about it. Now, over here in the 4th chapter of the book of John, we find this. Or let me get here right where I'm, see if I can find right where I need to be. This is actually in the 3rd chapter of the book of John. I was off a chapter. And so think about this. "And we, ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins." Let me read that again. John said, "And ye know that he was manifested." He was brought forth. He was shown forth. He's not something that's hid. This is not something that's hid that you can't find. Jesus Christ came that everybody might see him and everybody might know him and everybody might have him. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Well, what's that mean, preacher? That means in my soul. My soul's what abides in Christ. This old flesh is not perfect. One of these days I'll have a perfect glorified body. I'm looking forward to that time in a way. I like living down here, but I'm glad that one day I'll have a glorified body and I'll live in a glorified place and there won't be any sin or problems down here. And so we go, and now listen, this verse 14 here in this 3rd chapter said, "We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren." When God saved my soul, I thought I loved people already. But when I got saved by the grace of God, God poured out a love in my soul that was more than anything I'd ever had before. I even loved mommy and daddy more. I loved the church more. The whole thing of life was more important to me. I had more love for it. And then we go on over here into the 4th chapter where I started to go to, a little bit ago. And the 2nd verse, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God." Now listen to this. "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them." Because listen to this. We quote this a lot, but I want you to know where this is at. This is in the 4th chapter of the book of John. This is the 4th verse. "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Well, how? Is that important? You better believe it's important. The devil doesn't have the power to make me stray away from God. If I go away from God, it's because I've made some bad choices. He that's within you is greater than he that's within the world. The devil doesn't have power to destroy your life in sin. If you want to live for God, you can. And he goes on down through here. Listen to this. Now, down in verse 13 here, still in the 4th chapter. "Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit." When I was a lost boy, I'd try to imagine. I'd hear people testify. I'd hear the preacher preach. And I'd hear the songs of Zion. And it was talking about the Lord, talking about the Spirit of God, talking about how good it felt to be saved. And I'd try to imagine what that was. But when I gave my heart to Jesus, and when he gave me eternal life, when he put his spirit in my soul, I found something that I'd never had before. I knew something. I had some knowledge of something that I'd never had before. Listen, you can know Jesus. How can you know him? All you've got to do is seek him. Let me give you another scripture over here that I've got marked, a very familiar scripture. Jesus said these words. He said, "I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you." When God's Holy Spirit is knocking at your heart, ask him for salvation. He goes on. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Now, listen to this. I want to reassure you how good God is. And Jesus makes a point here. He said, "For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Listen, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If a son was hungry, if he asked his dad for some bread, would he give him a stone? No, he'd give him bread because that's what he needed. Now, Jesus said even natural people are like that. And he goes on and he said, if he asked his a fish, if he wanted a fish to eat, will he give him for a fish a serpent? Or if he asked an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? No, but listen, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Boy, I'm telling you, I remember when God gave me the Holy Spirit. When was that, preacher? That's when I got saved. That's when you get the Holy Spirit. That's when you get it, when you get born again. That's how you get born again, by the Spirit and the power of God. And so, praise God. Let's go back over here into the fourth chapter of John again. Listen, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And praise God. Listen to this. For whosoever, or whatsoever, it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And so we can know this. When we get saved, we can know that we are saved. Now, the devil will try to talk us out of it. He'll try to make us doubt it. But if you just pray and talk to God, God can put the doubts in the background. Once we know we're saved, we can know that we can follow God. And when we tell the story, that Samaritan woman back there, I said, one of my questions, once we know that Jesus is the Christ, can we help somebody else know? I can't tell anybody they're saved. I don't mean it that. I can't tell anybody they're not saved. But we can testify. That's what that Samaritan woman did. She testified. She told the story. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you're saved and you're not showing and you're not telling and you're not speaking of what God's done for you and how good and how great he is, if you're not showing it by the way you live, you need to get in, because everybody's got a testimony. Everybody's got something they can share. Listen, I believe there are here people here today, and I can't see anybody's heart. I can't read anybody's mind, but I believe there are people here today that have already seen Christ in other people. I believe it's got your attention. I believe there are people here today that have already felt like coming to the altar, maybe today or maybe in service times past. Let me tell you what, I want to ask you in just a minute. We're going to make an invitation, but go ahead and come and get you a song if you would. But I want you today, I want you to purpose in your heart here this morning to know what God wants you to do. You can know Jesus as your personal Savior this morning. And once you know him, you can testify like that Samaritan woman did. You can let other people know about him. You need to know him. You need to know that you're following him. And you need to let other people know about that. Let's all stand this morning. I'm going to ask you that are here today that God's Holy Spirit's speaking to your heart and calling to you. I'm going to ask you to come and let's pray about this morning. Come and follow God. Come and obey the Lord. Praise God today. You can know this. It can be real in your life, and you can help somebody, and somebody can be blessed by you. Praise the Lord today. God is real. Come while she sings.
I need your prayers. I need to be doing more what God wants me to do.
Amen. Amen.
I was in sin's prison.
Well, I was there too.
Oh, so dark and cold.
Me too.
Just a lost
Amen.
Sheep wandering from God's
prison?
Eternal fold.
If
then the door swung open.
You need to come.
Jesus spoke
come
to
this
me.
Why put it off?
I have signed
come
your
right
pardon.
Now. Right here.
Now you may go.
Well, I believe there's some folks here need to come.
Jesus,
sign my pardon. I beg you today. Come.
Yes, I truly
if you feel it down inside, that longing to be born again. You'd like to really know that Jesus is your Savior. Come, let's talk to Jesus about it. Come, let's go to the altar together. Come this morning, folks. I believe surely God's calling you. And if God's calling you, it's your move. I believe we've got people that's saved that needs to repent. I believe we've got people that's lost that needs to repent. Whatever your case is, you and the Lord know. Will you come right now? You don't have to stay in sin's prison. Listen to that good song. Come on, folks. Time to get in. That Samaritan woman, when she told those people about Jesus, boy, it had power. If you would try, if you're a saved person and you try to tell somebody about Jesus, it would have power. If your heart's right, it will. If it's not right, you can get right. Don't be ashamed.
Jesus, sign my pardon.
Don't be ashamed to come to the altar. Don't be ashamed this morning.
My place
boy, I'm glad Jesus, as bad of a sinner as I was, I'm glad Jesus wasn't ashamed of me to the point that he didn't avoid the cross of Christ. I'm telling you what today, boy, my heart's heavy today. My heart's heavy. I'm just overwhelmed almost. I hardly know what to say. Somebody's needing to come. I guess that covers it. Whatever your need is, why put it off? You can make all kinds of reasons and excuses. But why put it off? Please come. Come on right now, right here. Let's get this fixed. Let's get this took care of. God can handle it. But you have to seek him in order to have him. Seek and you shall find. Would you come right now? Please come. Please come. Come on right now. Please. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I know it. Isn't that good? I know it. This I truly know. Amen. That's one of my favorite songs. Tells my story. I know what I've got. I know where I got it. And I know I'm going to heaven. You can know that too. Would you come? Come on. Amen. Well, I appreciate Sister Brendan. I appreciate that song. Like I just said, that's one of my favorite songs. It tells my story. I've got a request to make. I'd like to ask the young people to come and sing. Just come on my heart and want to extend the invitation. I believe without a doubt that there are so many here that need to come to the altar this morning. I'm not trying to judge you. I'm just telling you from the burden that I've got in my own heart. Oh, it's just such a joy seeing the young people come this morning. I'm so thankful for them and appreciate them so much. Thank the Lord for them. And it excites me just seeing them come up here to sing the song that I've requested, or songs, maybe more than one. I want you to really pray. Pray for the young people as they sing. But pray for those that are here that are needing to move this morning. I beg you today. I plead with you. I urge you as strongly as I can. If you feel that little nudge down inside, that little feeling down inside, like, well, I'm lost. I'm not one of them that knows they're saved. Well, if you just feel that longing down inside, come to Jesus, and you can know that this morning. Sing whenever you're ready. Yep, sing whenever you're ready. I appreciate it.
Oh, wait a little. Lord, without me,
would you come?
You can make the sun.
Would you just
shine?
Come? Please come.
Lord, without
would you just come
me,
today?
You can call
listen to that
the
song.
Dead to rise.
Well, listen to that good song. Boy, I appreciate that song.
Lord, without
please obey the Lord.
You can
please
make
obey the
blind
Lord this morning.
To see.
Would you just come to Jesus?
And you can
come
tell
and pray.
The
come and talk to the Lord.
To be cast
let God have his way in your life.
See.
It's not something's going to hurt you. It'll help you. Would you come, please? Please come. Everybody obey the Lord. Let's walk up the aisle together. If you're not in fellowship with God, we'd like to pray with you. Even if you've been saved, you just haven't been living for Him quite like you should. Come and get fired up. Get moved up. And if you're lost, come and get saved. How about that this morning? Would you come right now, right here? Boy, the church is praying. God's calling. I'm sure God's calling. I just, boy, my heart's so heavy this morning. You're the only one that can move for you. God's got power, but He won't make you move. God won't force you to move. But He calls and says, come and live.
Lord,
He calls, says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. And you shall, he said, ye shall find rest unto your soul. Will you come and get the peace of God in your soul this morning? Please come. Listen, Lord, without you, I'm nothing on my own. Earthly flesh and bone. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Can calm my raging heart. And Lord, when I have you,
amen.
You can lead me through the dark.
Why not come right now?
And Lord, when I have you,
that's why He says, now's the accepted time. Now's the day of salvation. That's right now.
That's
when His Holy Spirit's
while I'm right underneath your wings.
Pray for this precious soul. Pray for this precious soul. And others that need to come. Come on. Room for you too. Room for you too. Please obey the Lord. Help her, God. Bless her. Satisfy her soul. Please, Lord. I'm going to get down and pray. I'm praying already, but I feel like kneeling to pray. But you come.
Jesus is my high tower. He's the light in the dark hour. Without Him, how could I see? And He is closer than a brother. Above Him, there's no other. Without Him, where would I be? Oh, Jesus, what a friend is He. For He is the rock upon which I stand. He's the present help in time of need. He promised He would go with me always.
Appreciate these coming to pray. Thank the Lord for them. Appreciate the young people singing. Got one more thing I want to do. With heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute, and then we're going to ask for another song. But listen, with heads bowed and eyes closed, if you just be this honest with yourself and this open, if you're here today and you feel like it, you need to get saved, and you feel like God's been dealing with you, I'm not doing this to put you on the spot. I'm not going to point you out or embarrass you, but sometimes when we just admit things to ourselves, it helps us on that road. If you're here today and you're lost and realize you need to get saved and realize God wanting to save you, would you just raise your hand up and say that by raising that hand? Would you just raise a hand up and say, yeah, that's me. I don't see a hand yet. Might be some. I do. Yes, I see two. I see two hands. Any more? Anybody else? Just raise your hand saying by that, I'm lost. I know I need to get saved. I know God wants to save me. Pray for me. I'm moving back this way so I can see a little better through the crowd. Anybody else? Just lift your hand and say, pray for me. I'm a lost person. I don't know anybody's heart, but I just kept feeling like asking that. I felt like there might be some more. Anybody? Well, let me ask another question. If you're here today and you've been saved, but you're not where you need to be and you know you need to get in, you know it's important, would you just raise your hand and say, pray for me? Boy, I appreciate that hand. I appreciate that hand. And I appreciate that hand. I appreciate all these hands. Okay, raise your heads and open your eyes. And I'm going to say this and then you can sing just in a minute. Whether you raise your hand or not, if God's calling you, I want you to come. But especially if you raise your hand and if you can feel just a touch of God's power urging you to come, I'm going to ask you right now to step out and come. You know you need to. God's able to help you. God knows you need to. The church is praying for you. Don't let anything stop you from coming if God's calling. Sing when you're ready. Please come. Please come. Come while he's calling. Obey the Lord. Please obey.
I've had many tears of sorrow.
Listen.
I've had questions about tomorrow. And
listen.
There's been times when I didn't know right from wrong.
Please obey the Lord.
But in every situation,
don't let pride or embarrassment or personal feelings keep you from taking a step out for the Lord that could help you and countless other people. When we step out for the Lord, it doesn't just help us. It helps those around us, and those that care for us, and those that love us, those that know us. Just like that Samaritan woman. She helped a lot of people. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Please come. Come on. Come on. Well, ask yourself, if I need to come and I don't come, what's the future hold? I can tell you it holds a dark place.
And I've seen so many faces. And there have been times.
If you think things are dark now,
if
you keep obeying the devil. If you keep obeying the devil instead of God, things are going to get darker and darker and darker.
Those precious lonely
hours. And the trouble is going to get deeper and deeper.
Jesus lets me know that I am.
Listen.
His own.
Amen. Come on.
So I thank God for the mountains.
Yeah.
And I thank him for the valley.
Amen.
And I thank him for every storm that he's brought
Amen.
Through.
Praise God.
For if I
Boy,
never had
that's powerful.
A problem,
somebody needs to
how
come.
Would I know
Praise
that my
the
God
Lord.
Would solve them?
Just trust Him. Put faith in His Word. Just trust the Lord. He's worth trusting this morning. He's worth trusting. You can trust Him. He's trustworthy. Yeah. If God gives it to you, reach out to somebody. If God puts it on your heart, maybe give somebody a hug. Whatever God gives you, do that. Amen. Amen. Powerful singing. Okay. Amen. Thank the Lord for all those good songs and God's sweet spirit. I thank God for calling the people. Anything else on anybody's heart before we turn over for the announcements? Anybody? Amen. Amen. Yep, there's some little things we need to do, and God will do the big things. Praise God. He's already got the victory won, but He won't force it on us. We've got to ask Him for it. Okay, anything else? If not, just be seated for a minute, and we'll turn over for the announcements.
There is a bridal shower today for Emily Hendrickson. That's from 1 to 3 in the fellowship hall. And Adam and Abby's bridal shower, Saturday, March the 23rd at 3:30 p.m. in the fellowship hall. Women and men are both welcome. Coffee and donuts will be served and other foods. Games and laughs also provided. And so we'll announce that again next week. And don't forget the prayer request for the family of Darla Williams.
I just wanted to thank the church for all their support for the youth going to Gatlinburg last weekend. I think it's pretty safe to say everybody had a pretty good time naturally, but we had an even better time spiritually. And I'm just so thankful because we would have never been able to do that without the support of our church. You guys helped support us naturally, but even when we got there, you prayed for us. And I'm just so thankful.
I really appreciate the service today, and I appreciate Taylor continuing to move. That's a blessing. But ours is about the tornado that was hit, and I'm going to ask you to help someone somewhere. You know, dig in your pockets and help someone somewhere. Our family is helping Andrew's friend, his baseball friend. I don't know if they go to church. I mean, I know Andrew witnessed to him, but I don't think he's saved. So we're hoping that our donation to him is going to show him the Lord. But there's a lot of people to help. And so whether you give it to us to give to Andrew's friend or whether you give it to someone else in need, but reach down in your pockets. We've been blessed. You know, Samaria Church got hit, but not one part of that church was damaged. There was a tree that fell right beside the church. And Elmer and I said, how did it miss it? We both went, we know how. But we have been blessed, and reach out to somebody and help them.
Real quick, I know everybody's ready to go. Young adults, next Saturday, Hendrickson's house, 6 o'clock. Everybody who wants to come, come. Women, children, kids, old, young, I don't care. Just come. We'll talk about the Lord. We'll fellowship. We'll have a good time.
It's already been announced, but if you want to RSVP, I've got my sister's number and my number if you want the registry link, so I'll leave that up there.
Okay. All right, let me repeat that. The fifth Saturday meeting is coming up. It's going to be at Samaria. Now, that's 5 o'clock, isn't it? And that's the last Saturday this month, of course, fifth Saturday. It's going to be a youth service. So young people, keep that in mind. And usually every year we try to find one meeting that's designated as youth service. This is it. And so I look forward to them. They're great services. And, so keep that in mind. Pray for that. I have another request that I was asked to make. Andy Keeling comes here to church sometime. And his son, Sean, used to come all the time, but hadn't been here lately. Andy got a hold of me, and they have some friends that lost everything. And he said they're looking for just any used furniture, like a used couch, a used bed, if something that somebody had that they wanted to donate. He said if I would let him know, if somebody lets me know they got something like that, I let him know. He'll go pick it up. And he said if anybody can help that friend, he sure appreciates it. Anything else? Pray for service time tonight, 6 o'clock. If nothing else, we'll ask everybody to see to stand. Ask Brother Billy Ray to pray dismissal.